This is On the Media. I'm Brooke Gladstone.
And I'm Bob Garfield. This week, a new study offers a few surprises about how Americans use media. It comes from Ball State University's Center for Media Design, and it's called Middletown Media Studies 2. It builds on a smaller study from 2 years ago when the center sent researchers out to shadow residents of Muncie. Researchers literally spent all day in the homes and workplaces of their subjects, entering data every 15 seconds about whether and how the subject was interacting with media. In a world where most media research relies on self-reporting, this study stands alone and could yield the most accurate insights yet into our increasingly media-centric lives. Telecommunications professor Bob Papper co-authored the report. Bob, welcome back to OTM.
Thank you very much, Bob. I appreciate being here.
Let's start with what was surprising about your findings.
What we found is media use is clearly the number one activity that people engage with. Over two-thirds of the observed day, people were using at least one, if not more than one, media.
So people are consuming media more than they eat, than
yes.
they talk on the phone,
yes.
than everything.
Then they sleep. It is far and away the number one activity in people's lives.
People have spent a lot of time observing how the television is becoming less central to our lives and giving ground to the internet. Do the statistics that you've gathered support that analysis?
Not necessarily. Computer use has certainly gained. It's now number two overall in terms of how much time people spend with different media. But television has almost a 2-to-1 margin over computer use. Common sense may tell us that as new media comes along, it replaces old media. But what we find is that people are just piling media on top of each other. Over 30% of the time, people are using two or more media at the same time. And in time spent, one of the most common pairings is TV and the web.
Behavior according to age was actually one of the bigger surprises, it seems to me.
Mm-hmm.
For example, I would have guessed that the 18 to 24-year-olds would have been total internet junkies,
mm-hmm.
but turns out that's not so.
It isn't so. The biggest computer users are clearly 25 to 64. Technically, only 65-plus use the computer less than 18 to 24-year-olds. It's work. That's what it's about. What we have is TV is easily the dominant medium at home. The radio is the dominant medium in the car. The computer is the dominant medium at work.
One of the more interesting findings involves the differences between men and women and how they use the computer.
Yes. Men and women are virtually identical users of the computer in terms of how much. It's that they do different things on the computer. Women are much more likely to be involved in surfing the web, and they're way more likely to be involved in email, whereas men are more likely to be involved in software use and much heavier users of instant messaging.
And of course, because you did have researchers in the room with the subjects, you probably saw a bare minimum of internet porn downloading, which probably would have skewed your findings a little bit.
Bob, once again, we observed no use of pornography. And we, as always, of course, we attribute that to clean Midwestern living.
Yeah, I'm sure that's the explanation. So as you sit back and look at the data overall, are mm-hmm. there any clear conclusions that you can draw from them that tell us something about our society and in what direction it is headed?
It looks like people are just going to be using more and more media. And I've been asked, well, you know, what's the limit? Well, you know, it's kind of like hours of the day. You used to say there's 24, but if you're going to use two or more media at the same time, you can really stretch that out.
5,000 hours.
Yes.
394 study subjects.
Mm-hmm.
At any point, was any of those 394 people listening to On the Media?
You're going to have to give me probably a few months, and we'll know the answer to that. But I have no doubt that they certainly should be listening to On the Media.
All right. That's pretty much the answer I was looking for.
Okay.
Bob, once again, thank you very much.
My pleasure, Bob.
Bob Papper is professor of telecommunications at Ball State University in Muncie, Indiana, and co-author of Middletown Media Studies 2.
This is Ira Flatow, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, the Science Friday team has been reporting high-quality science and technology news, making science fun for curious people by covering everything from the outer reaches of space to the rapidly changing world of AI to the tiniest microbes in our bodies. Audiences trust our show because they know we're driven by a mission to inform and serve listeners first and foremost with important news they won't get anywhere else. And our sponsors benefit from that halo effect. For more information on becoming a sponsor, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.